WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
With the success of My Left Foot and Hear My Song, Ireland suddenly looks like a movie trend. Even Tom Cruise's summer blockbuster Far and Away is set there, with a huge budget and a cast of thousands. But the latest movie from Ireland is a little more modest. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of The Playboys.
It is modest, yes, and small-scaled and even rather predictable. But its very littleness makes its virtues seem larger. And though The Playboys won't sear your soul or maybe even live very long in your memory, it's a sweet diversion, well-written, deftly directed, and wonderfully performed. The Playboys is set in a tiny village just south of the border between Ireland and Northern Ireland. The year is 1957, and no one in the village realizes that an era is ending. The director, Gillies McKinnon, underplays everything, but he wants us to notice when the first television arrives in town, because that black-and-white window on the world spells doom for the two warring forces that have formed life here for centuries. One of those forces, the church, has nothing to offer except Sunday sermons and pinched morality. And the other force, which might be called temptation, comes in a variety of forms. Illicit sex, hard drinking, and every so often the arrival of a traveling theater troupe like the one called The Playboys. As the movie opens, the town has just been scandalized by the birth of a baby. The father is unknown, and the unwed, headstrong young mother is Tara, played by Robin Wright, a woman so beautiful and tough-minded and self-possessed that her very existence makes the little town sweat and itch. When the Playboys set up their theater tent, their leading man, Tom, played by Aidan Quinn, notices Tara right away and entices her with stories of his days in America, some of which, Tara soon discovers, aren't quite true.
You're a liar.
Huh?
You've never been to America in your entire life. Last winter you were in jail in Dublin for bigamy. What?
Who told you that?
Who do you think? Tom, if you think I'm going to gamble away my future and my baby's future on a chancer like you, you're mad! I picked the wrong man once before. I'm not making the same mistake again.
Wait, Tara. Wait till I give you the truth of it. It was me brother who committed the bigamy. I just took the blame for him.
Why?
Well, so he could get back to the wife and the kids. The ones he left behind in America.
Tom, you're full of cock and bull.
Tara, all you have to do is ask anyone in Dublin.
I'm not in Dublin.
Tom and Tara make up two legs of a triangle. And the third is the local police sergeant, Brendan Hegarty, played by Albert Finney. He's hell-bent on marrying Tara, baby and all. Hegarty is like a living battleground on which those two forces, Catholic repression and worldly temptation, wage their endless conflict. And Finney shows you the war wounds with every step he takes. He gives a grand, frightening performance. But then, this is a movie full of good performances. Aidan Quinn, for instance, has enough charm to overcome his drifting Irish accent, and Robin Wright is something of a revelation. She's grown more confident and inventive since her bland performances in The Princess Bride and State of Grace. And in The Playboys, she has some of the grave sensuality of the young Jessica Lange. The movie lilts along at a surprisingly energetic clip, so much so that the little beauties in the screenplay by Shane Connaughton and Kerry Crabb might almost go unnoticed. Like, for instance, the way almost everything the Playboys do during their raucous stage performances is somehow reflected in the movie's plot, even down to the handkerchief that serves in the Playboys' Othello and also in Sergeant Hegarty's own private torment. In the end, the Playboys veers near tragedy without ever touching it, and so it winds up being almost too light to be satisfying. Still, you can be grateful for a movie without a trace of overkill or bombast. The Playboys isn't a meal. It's a refreshment.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.